everybody. We know we were a little bit late, but sometimes that's how it happens with these things, trying to get everything done, sound checks, and all that happy stuff. But God, thank God that we're all here tonight. My name is Reverend Wolfgang. So most people know me as Ken, and that's what I prefer most of the time. But most people around town know me as Reverend, but I don't like the title, okay? But I'm stuck with it since God called me. But tonight we're going to turn this over to a good friend of mine who come all the way from PA. He's a street preacher, evangelist, and we're going to turn this over to us, over to him. He's going to be our MC for the afternoon. And his name is Evangelist Tim Gruber, and he's going to be our MC this afternoon.
Manifest your presence here tonight in a special way, Lord. We thank you for those who were able to make it out, Lord God. We pray for those who are perhaps discouraged, dear God, by the weather reports and rain. And Lord God, we just pray, Lord, as we came out here by faith, Lord, you by way of the faith of Jesus Christ be exalted and magnified here tonight. Lord God, we pray, dear God, that you would indeed, dear God, to all souls, dear God, that are here tonight, dear God, that do not have that personal relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ, do not have the presence of your Holy Ghost within them, Lord God, they would know that tonight. Give us a good night now, fellowship and worship to you, Lord God, we pray in Jesus' name. For our first leader, dog handler, so we'd just like to introduce now Lori Dent. Lori, if you'd like to come up here and do your presentation this evening.
Yep, we can hear you.
Go ahead, honey.
I want to thank everybody for coming out to the Gospel Fest and for 40 Beta Dogs. And my name is Lori Dent. I'm from Kent, Ohio. And I'm here with my leader dog, Gip. He's a male yellow lab. I've had him for about 3.5 years. Anyhow, I got my first guide dog in 1997. But before I even got my first guide dog, I had to learn how to use a cane first. I had to learn how to use my cane skills and learn how to get around with the cane before I could get a dog. Once I learned how to use the cane, I decided I wanted to get a dog. So I went down to one of my guide dog schools and had a look around, and I got to test out a guide dog, actually walk with one. And as soon as I took that first walk with the dog, because I knew that's what I wanted to do, is have a dog on the side so I could be more independent and be able to travel around in my areas and wherever I want to go safely or faster. When I used the cane really slowed me down a lot. And it just took me longer to get to where I wanted to go because the cane got stuck in cracks and sidewalk. The cane can't stop you from crossing the street if it's not safe. The dog can. So that's one reason why I got the dog, because it gives me more independence and freedom to travel wherever I want to go with the dog. He's a great leader dog, and he's a great partner. He really does wonderful for me. And, he travels everywhere I go. He's a good companion, very loyal to me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
I can hear you plenty.
Anyhow, like I said, I've had Gift for about 2.5 years. He's my second leader dog. I've had one before him. And my first dog I had for about 5 years, which was a German Shepherd. And matter of fact, the lady here who is Leo's puppy raiser, she's here with me tonight. Her name's Linda. And she's here with her formal puppy she's raising for Leader. And we should be about it right now. And I hope everybody will have a good time. Enjoy the music. And if you have any questions or anything, feel free to come up and ask us any questions you would like. We'd be more than happy to answer questions. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this wonderful day.
the song. I said it because I told just how I felt, and my friends started singing along. If you ask me if I'm still feeling fine right now, I can answer with an all-time yes. I can tell you how I feel, but never any need to guess. I'm still feeling fine, and all this time I've been mighty fine today. Every day I was fine, just a little bit higher, walking up the King's Highway.
You never let me go.
means business, kicking off your shoes, right?
Yeah.
You ready to sing some more, Ken? Okay. Lisa was home practicing on piano. Stella knocked on the door and said, "I'm here to tune your piano." Your mom said, "I didn't call nobody." She goes, "I know, your neighbors did." Well, hey, y'all know who Statler Brothers are? But they're not here, don't get excited. But this is one of their songs. of trying new songs, I'm sure. And we got this new song where, no.
New song?
Well, then don't laugh when we miss Mike right now, because we're trying a new song on you. I hope you like it. We do.
Yeah.
What are that soul songs?
Once a sinner, far from Jesus, I was perishing without hope. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then he threw his arms around me and he led me to his boat. Now I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring the Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, Lord, I've opened up your heaven, all the windows of my soul. Now I'm living on the hallelujah side.
There's no place for gloomy Christians to abide.
Oh, my soul is music and my heart is great delight.
And I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring the Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, I've opened up your head and all the windows of my soul.
Well, folks, who believes that this is not our home? We're just strangers here in Rome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Passage, just we pray our service.
Toil or danger in that bright world.
Question everywhere we go, and you know, people say, where's Southern gospel come from? Smack dab out of the Bible. Not watered down, Jesus is Lord. And he's coming again. It's in the Bible. If you believe anything in the Bible, you can't believe it all, right? He's coming again.
Amen.
And this song is to tell you all about it. It's right out of Revelation.
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man.
do this. We're going to try one of them songs without the instrumental background. What do you call it? Acapella?
Acapella, yeah.
Yeah. Sound with no music, yeah.
Helping me to find a day long on my bed.
We got one more song here for you before we step off. And I just want to remind everybody that you're here to give towards the Leader Dog. That's why you're here. Please do. And it's a very important ministry. And we came to support it. And the Voices of Victory came to support it. See, and he's supporting it. That was an amen is what that was. That was a doggy amen. So we all know, like I said, we're not here for a long time. One day I'm going to fly away. How about you? You going to join me in that glorious morning? Hey, you're still here. You can have my stuff. Thank you so much. And I don't know who's coming up next. I guess the MC is coming up next. And thank you for being here today.
Originally, Tim gave you numbers, but just go to the table by the fountain there, and you'll get your prizes, okay? And the, of course, the first prize would be, two of the prizes are the Leader Dog mugs, okay? Coffee mugs. And the second prize is going to be the gift given by the Circle of Friends. Now, of course, it's on their table. Is a pack of their CDs that they've generously offered, is their CD album, they're gonna show you what they are. You wanna show them what that is, the Circle Friends, I forget all those titles there, but there's a three pack, the Country Christmas, I forget the other two, but my memory deserts me sometimes, but all right. All right, now, speaking of the Leader Dog program as a whole, now, I was there, and there's a lot of programs they do offer at Leader Dog. Now, unfortunately, there's one program they do not offer. I asked, okay? So all you men out there, I just want to let you know, Leader Dog does not offer a program for obedience for wives, okay? Sorry, no obedience classes for wives or husbands, so... Don't call, don't ask, they do not have it yet. Because I asked. And I warn you, sometimes it won't work anyway. All right, now, the Leader Dog program as a whole. First off, some basics about all of their programs. Their programs are free to the public, free to those that are asking. Because they are a non-profit organization. To those who are, as we like to say, visually inconvenienced. We do not like to use the word impaired, because impaired implies that somebody is drunk. And we're not drunk, and I'm surely not drunk, and I can guarantee you, Lori Dent, who is here today, is not drunk, and our good friend up here sitting beside us, Jerry is not drunk. So we would prefer to be referred to as inconvenienced, I can guarantee you. So the program is free to those who are visually inconvenienced or disadvantaged. Secondly, it is free to those who travel within North America, that is the travel expenses. Minus, of course, the program that when you are for their camp that I'll be explaining about shortly here. Now, there are several programs that they offer in their residential center. Number one is their AMP or AMP program. That is their accelerated mobility program. That is a program where they help you with your cane skills if your skills are not up to date or are not good enough to obtain a leader dog or guide dog. That training helps you to learn to cross streets. That's what orientation and mobility is. It is, orientation is where are you on the map? Mobility is the ability to go from point A to point B. They teach you the ability to learn to read traffic and the ability to know where you are and how to get from point A to point B. They teach you proper cane skills, traffic reading skills, etc. And as I said, it is free, and the skill level is going to be fairly easy, moderate, and for some it may be a little more difficult, but it isn't that complicated. Now, the dates, the amount of time you're going to be there is approximately 5 to 6 days. Then there is the guide dog program. Now, this depends on whether you're getting for a deaf-blind person or a visually inconvenienced person as myself. That program is a training period depending on if you're returning for a new dog, if you're returning for a replacement dog, or a new dog. A new dog will take 26 days. Now, unless you're a person that's deafblind, it'll be 25 days. That's the training course. Now, if you're coming back for a replacement dog, it is about 14 days. You spend that long at the training center. At the third day, you are placed with your dog. Before that, you are spent in Juno training. Of course, I told them I was not going to be placed with a fictitious dog for 3 days named Juno, considering Juno is the Greek god of guidance, and I'm not going to be with no Greek god. I said, I will go with Jesus. Amen.
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 So, I said, rather, if you ain't going to call him Jesus, I'm going to call him something else. Amen.
Amen.
So that was the way that was going to be. So I went for training, and then you spend your time at the residence center, and they train you. You learn to use a dog, how to care for the dog, how to help the dog, how to use proper commands and corrections during that time. You learn how to travel on buses, etc. Then there is, of course, the camp for those who are 16 and 17 year olds. It is a 1 week camp for 7 days. This is where you are taught to, as a youngster, how to be with friends, and it is a 1 week camp where they teach the youngsters to be independent, how to have fun, but yet to have confidence. All of their programs, in fact, at Leader Dogs teach confidence. The good part about the school is this. I have never seen very many people that come out of there that haven't been. Now, of course, there have been a few that have not. But I don't know why, but that's between them and the school. But I do know that when I came out, you'll find out later why. But the question is what you choose to do yourself. Now, the sky is the limit when you choose traveled with the dog. And my only saying I've ever said with the dog is I've never learned to love a cane. So I can say that with confidence now. So, with everything with the dog and with the training that they have, when you go for dog guide training, they also train you with GPS training, which is the first one they had is the Trekker and Trekker Breeze, the Trekker Pro, Trekker Breeze, which they no longer use, but they still work a little bit with the Trekker Breeze if you want to get it, but you have to buy it, and then they can send you information on how to use it. Around my person right now, I have one of the old Trekker Pros. Believe it or not, and it still works. Still works, even though the maps are a little out of date, but it still works. Lori Dent, she said she actually remembers being in the class with me, and that surprised me. So she'll remember that I was one of the hot shots. It didn't take long for me to pick up. At first I was like, oh Lord, am I going to pick this up? But Lori, you'll know that I didn't take long, but now I've mastered the thing and wore out some of the things on it. But I've got the thing pretty much worn in, but it still works. And then of course they had the Trekker Breeze, and now they use the Captain, and I'm pretty much mastered that thing too. So just to let you know, they still use the Captain out there as far as GPS, but my own opinion, I still say the Trekker still got it beat. All right, so I'm gonna turn you now back into the hands of our MC to bring our next group up. Yeah.